I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
Telly, Aguero!
Close! He's got it!
And how it was going.
It was boxing the bleeding head off him.
Oh, rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer.
Marshall skips away. Marshall's still going.
English are half-length in front. Can he do it? Chautauqua. He's flying. Yes. There's history.
Muchas gracias, afición. Este para vosotros.
Well, I just saw on the news that Maxwell scored a century in his 100th game and won. I think he won on the last ball or something like that, or the last over or something.
Yeah, I just got the score up here. So we won by 5 wickets. We got 225. We were chasing 222. And, yeah, we won on the last ball. So we had some Indian bloke, Gake Wad, got 123 not out.
For India?
Yeah, for India. And Maxwell got 104.
I didn't know any of the Indian players that were really playing for him.
I haven't been looking at it.
Nah.
They're all like...
It's on too early. It's too early in the morning. It's on fucking midnight.
It's like 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it's looking out for that.
No one cares after we're riding the Hive Australian.
Well, Travis Head's the only one that's over there out of the team. But
Travis Head didn't play.
And Maxwell.
No, Maxwell come home today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I think there's one more game.
They got Stoinis.
Did Head? Oh, yeah. It was a 5-game series.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd rather Head come home because we need him for the test series.
Well, he didn't play the first two. Did he play...
He played today. He got 35. There's even people in Australia. I've never heard of Aaron Hardy before.
I don't watch Big Bash.
He plays for the Scorchers.
Yeah, but like even some of like the good Big Bash players aren't over there. You'd see, like some of the ones, the bigger name ones aren't there.
I don't even know who's like the biggest one in the Big Bash. Chris Lynn?
He's not there.
No, he's not good anymore.
Fuck, that's how far. Ben Cutting?
No. Horrible.
I didn't watch Big Bash last year. I watched it like 2 years
ago. Ben McDermott?
McDermott, I remember.
I think what the big one from last year was Tim David.
Tim David, I know that.
He went ballistic, but he got a golden duck today.
Oh.
How's the first 2020 they played? There were two diamond ducks.
Yeah, did you in the last over?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the end of it.
When I looked at it first, I saw the scorecard. I was like, how the fuck would it... I've never seen a diamond duck in my life, and there's two in this game.
Yeah. They got ran out both times, obviously, diamond duck. Yeah. So my tradesman was trying to tell me that you can't get a diamond duck anymore because if you hit a six, or if you hit it up in the air and you cross over, usually it goes, like the person that crosses over is at the striker's end after, when the wicket falls.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't. The person walking out faces the first ball.
Oh, that's dumb.
It rules out things like diamond ducks. Or royal duck.
Just don't be a beta and don't get out.
What's a royal duck?
I don't know.
First ball of the first innings in the test series. Yeah. Shout out Jaden. He told me that. He got a royal duck.
Of course that idiot knows that.
He tried to ask me one day to name 100 positions in cricket.
Oh. Name all 100 cricket positions.
Yeah, name all 100.
He wouldn't even know.
No way. I started to go on first slip, second slip, third slip, fourth slip, fifth. No, too many slips.
What?
Gully.
You can have five
deep
slips.
Gully. Deep point.
Silly mid-on, silly mid-off.
Fuck that it. How was New Zealand?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Except for the weather. The weather was very cold. I got there on Thursday and it was 27 and windy. And I was like, oh, okay, that's not too bad. The next day, the top was 13. It was pissing down rain.
Fuck. What else?
The hottest we got to was like 16 degrees while I was there. But no, it was Christchurch. It was pretty good, but...
Down south, yeah,
we did a Waka River tour.
Yeah.
We went and like... Did the Maui.
The Maori thing.
Like the little Maori boat things. They're pretty cool.
The tuk-tuk.
Oh, the canoes.
Canoe.
Yeah, the canoe things.
Tuk-tuk.
Yeah. They've been good.
What else did you do? Get fucked up?
Not really, but we did stay out late on the Saturday night. I didn't get home till like 2:30 in the morning.
What? I didn't even stay out that late.
We went to, like, because when the conference finishes, we usually go out for dinner, like all of us. And we went out to this Mexican place. We were there like 10:30 and then they like kicked us out. They're like, oh... there's a private event that's about to start soon. Like, so you guys have got to leave, or you can pay $15 for a ticket to stay. And we're like, oh, fuck that. And there was a drag queen show that come in and they didn't
have. So you wish you stayed.
Well, yeah.
Would have been fun.
Me and some of the others were like, oh, I kind of wanted to see what it was like. Not really, but. Then we walked down this Irish bar.
Yeah.
And it was pretty sick. These two Irish dudes were going off, like,
Conor McGregor.
Playing music in the Irish bar.
I thought you meant they were going off, like, going to start fighting each other.
No.
You bastard.
It was all love there that night. There was 20 of us that walked into that bar, and I reckon that maybe would have had a max 40 capacity. Like,
okay.
We took up the whole bar. And then one of the boys went to go to a piss, and he walked through the wrong door, and the bar was weirdly set up. Like, he walked through this door, and there was a new bar, and, like, a new band playing music and stuff. Like, oh, that's weird.
For, like, 40 people.
Yeah.
Irish pubs are fun.
Irish pubs are good.
Yeah, Irish music goes.
There was heaps over in when I was in the North Island. There was heaps in New Zealand.
Yeah, I went to one in Mudgee.
Oh yeah,
it was mad. Shout out Mudgee Monster.
Mudgee Monster. I've heard.
Hope you're doing well.
Christchurch is a party city.
For Queenstown,
it's a party town.
It was
Queenstown.
All the buildings and stuff were pretty new from the earthquake and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There were like some sections that were kind of like they'd obviously not rebuilt since then. Yeah.
I forgot about that earthquake. Did you feel any tremors when you were there?
Nah.
You were shit your pants.
They did talk about it though. It was pretty cool.
Apparently they said when I was over there they had an earthquake warning. I didn't even fucking know. Or a tsunami warning or something.
Yeah, they had a tsunami warning when you were there.
I didn't even know.
When I was
30 meter wave. Leveled the town.
When I was in Rome, we got an alert on our phone saying that we had to get out of the country. And Brooke started shitting herself, and then I googled it, and it was a test run for a new alert system that they have in Italy that they did on that particular day we were there.
Oh, that's for that volcano that in Naples.
Yeah,
that they reckon's going to erupt, and they don't know how they're going to get everyone out of there
send text messages. Yeah.
Send a text message to everyone.
It's a Pompeii 2.0.
Everyone's going
otherwise with a lot more people.
Yeah.
But
that was my weekend, boys. How was your weekends?
Pretty good. I didn't do anything. Jack shit, pretty much.
I did nothing. I had one beer.
I didn't even have a beer. Yeah, the alcohol I had was at the alcohol station at the markets.
Do you go down there and get drunk every Saturday down at those markets?
It's like a tiny little tasting.
You could go down there and pre.
I bought two bottles.
Fuck, they see you coming, eh?
Oh, fuck.
Every time. Here comes this drunk again.
I've only bought three bottles total, but I bought they had like this Christmas one. It was like I don't know, Christmas
cotton
gin.
Candy.
It was a Christmas gin, and it tasted like it was like a gingery flavored thing. It was like really, really, really nice. And they said to have it with ginger
gingerbread man.
Ginger beer.
Oh.
Ginger beer and stuff.
That's like Christmas then? All year round. I thought they'd say to have it like dip it with some gingerbread.
Well, they
man
said
or
you could have it on its own, but like they said it tastes a bit nice with ginger beer.
I reckon dip it with gingerbread, man.
Just dip some gingerbread men straight in the bottle.
Not the buttons.
Why do you only have one beer over the weekend, Jack?
I went to Luke's house and I said, Luke goes, I've got some beers here. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll have one. And I had one and I went.
Was it the six pack that I left there?
No. There is a lot of hard solos there, but.
Saving them for a special occasion, eh?
Special occasion. Speaking of special occasion, did you get a ticket for Glass Island?
Yeah, I bought one last week.
Somebody didn't buy one.
Someone didn't buy one.
Who?
The person whose birthday we got. For me and Jack, and he didn't buy a ticket for himself.
You fucking idiot.
I went to go buy it yesterday, and Molly's like, I think it's sold out. And I went, ah, no, it's not, surely. And I'm like, looking, I'm like, I can't find the event. And then I clicked on the link for Rito put in the chat, and it said event not found. I went on the website, and it's sold out.
So what are we doing?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a jet ski and board. Me and Luke and Liam are going to reenact Captain Phillips and take over the boat.
Because I think there was a good majority of people that do have tickets. It's only a small minority that missed out.
Yeah, because Cub missed out as well, didn't he?
He was never coming. Rats. I think there's only...
Me, Luke, Liam.
And Ben.
And Jaden and Joel.
Jaden is useless.
Fuck, so why am I going then? It's only me and Rito.
No, then all my cousins and stuff are coming as well.
Yeah, so I hang out with your family.
Yeah, I mean, Mrs. and that's coming up for it.
Oh, yeah, I've met her yet.
Yeah, you get to meet her.
Ben Selms is going.
Ben Selms got one before the birthday boy, did he?
Yeah.
What's he's going to be?
If he was a good family member, he'd just give me his ticket.
That just means you're a stinge, Jack. Like, you waited so long before you
I thought they were going to go on sale. So.
You thought they were going to have Black Friday sale?
No, I was just like, oh, I've got so much stuff to pay for. I'm like, I'll get
you're
one.
Not savvy like me.
What's that?
Oh, like it'll be Black Friday sales.
It'll be sweet, but...
I thought I could get it on Temu.
Temu?
89 cents.
There's a few people meeting us after the boat anyway, so...
Literal Glass Island.
Like, we can just, like, join in after.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing yet. I've got to work it out.
Yeah, I know where I'm going.
Where?
Ivy. Kyle Cox is playing Saturday night.
Ivy.
Yeah. We didn't get the Three Monkeys before you spoke to us there.
Free Monkeys. Because Sally's not coming and I'm not going there. That's why. Free Monkeys. Fuck. No, Carl Cox is playing at Ivy.
At Ivy.
Yeah. So maybe. Wild. Randy.
Get Randy at Ivy.
Yeah.
I was talking to Nash about it the other week. He said that his sister lives down there or something, and she knows where all, you know, them secret clubs that they have there.
Yeah,
she knows where some of them are.
Surrey Hills.
He goes, I'll try and find out the location, like where you get into them and shit.
Why don't we go to karaoke again?
Could book a karaoke.
No,
could book a Korean karaoke.
You and Liam go to karaoke while you're waiting for us.
I think me, Luke, and Liam will be doing some illegal activities on the train by, like, when I say that, by drinking on the train on the way down. I don't know. I spoke to Liam about it today.
Yeah. Well, Luke told me he wasn't too keen to do anything but the boat, so I don't know what he's going to do.
He'll do what he's told, that little boy.
It'll be.
You know,
sweet.
We called we'll me the other out. Morning at 6 a.m. in the morning to discuss NRL grid.
We called me the other afternoon and told me I've been sacked from the podcast this week, and here I am.
Yeah, well,
the NRL grid's hard today.
I smashed it at 16.8. Yep. What'd you get?
I only did the first question, and then I had to go back to work.
You can't. Yeah, NRL grid takes precedence for me.
It's kind of, I don't get motivated to do it because people cheat. There's no way they fucking get it right.
You kind of have to cheat, but even if you do cheat, you can't. It's very hard to get the top answer
unless you just spend an hour on it.
Well, yeah, I've do it like 5 or 6 times and then get.
I like
the best
what
one.
I like what the Mad Dragon does, where he only uses Dragons players. I think that's cool. At least it's
that's something Jane would do.
At least it's Tigers players better than just getting on Google and.
I looked up. So today, Nigel Plum, I looked up what years he was at that club, and then I just went from that, like, oh, who was at the Raiders and the Roosters.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the Roosters.
I was only thinking Penrith.
And my mind always casts back to Rugby League 2, the game.
Yeah.
Like, I always go, like, today, they were crashing Roosters, Panthers, Amos Roberts. Bang. He used to be really good on the game. Yeah, he was good. What was the other one I got?
He was often bad in real life.
Then I got Panthers, played Nigel Plum, Travis Burns.
Yeah. Manly boy, Manly Junior.
Cares, he sucks.
Yeah, he did. He one of the most highly suspended players.
Hold on, I'll see what else I got on here. I sent it to Luke.
I keep forgetting to do it.
Yeah, I got for. Here's one: Nigel Plum teammate, 20 plus game no try streak. Dane Weston played for Panthers.
He played for Tigers too.
No, he played for Melbourne as well.
Did he? Yeah. Okay.
Cade Snowden.
Yeah,
was one
I
of them.
I had him in my head.
Justin Holbrook? Yeah. Played for Panthers and Roosters.
And obviously didn't score.
Huh?
Didn't score.
Do you play many games?
0.04. Got a little wizard next to him.
I saw one on the punters and dribblers, and I was like, there's no way you fucking knew all of that.
No. I just go, what year was that person at that club, and then I'll think about it then. But the Justin Holbrook one, I know that because it comes up, former Penrith and Roosters. And Sharks, I think he played for.
Yeah, right.
Player. Same as Trent Robinson, Tigers man. It's another good little one. Do you do it?
Nah.
You wouldn't be fucking smart enough. You know, not intellectual like me or Luke.
I'm not going to fucking sit there and waste my time on Googling them.
The only reason Luke knows anything, he only knows stuff up to 2011 because he read that fucking century book.
Hey, it's mine. I've got that. Thank you.
The Sports Almanac.
He's got the 2005 and 2006 series season review videos, so that's how he remembers.
Doesn't he have every,
he's like David Middleton.
He's got one of the big league magazines for every grand final year, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does have that, actually.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, just considering, is big league still around now? I think it's gone.
No. I don't think they do it anymore. I used to have the rugby league week ones.
I had that, but, yeah, big league, I think they're both done now.
Yeah, magazines. Who reads magazines?
Zoo magazine.
Well,
people at the doctors.
People at the doctors, certain places.
You only do that if you like crosswords. So.
Yeah.
Zoo magazine.
Ava Adams. But, yeah, other than that, pretty quiet weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you got a big one coming up in a couple of weeks. So you got a...
Yeah.
It's Rito's birthday this weekend.
It'll be a big one. My birthday is this Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
This Saturday.
Happy birthday for them, mate. I won't be there.
Oh, thanks, mate.
So where are you?
I'm up in Port this week.
Yeah, doing what?
State Cup.
I'm hanging out with kids again.
Senior State Cup this one.
Makes it better.
Yeah, not doing
not Josh Giddey, mate.
Hey, he's been...
Allegedly.
You know why everyone at ESPN's not talking about him? Because they don't know all the facts, and he's going to be let off because the nightclub's about to be fucking eligible for whatever to get sued and stuff because they let an underage kick in.
Yeah.
There's no way he didn't know.
Corey, if you...
He was 19.
Do you think this girl goes into the nightclub and goes, okay, I got the opportunity here with Josh Giddey, I'm going to tell him my age. There's no chance in hell she's going to do that. She's not going to go up and go, I'm 12.
Haven't you seen the video of her grinding on him in the nightclub?
No.
She's a fucking...
There's some guy and he's like recording it and he's like, oh my God, that's Josh Giddey. And then this little blonde chick's just like dancing on him and he's not even looking at her. He's looking fucking talking to someone else.
What I say about this, I said, okay, yeah, there's two things. It is wrong if he knew. It is wrong. But the other thing is too, she's mature enough to go to a nightclub and thinks that she can make her own decisions. He's not taking advantage of her.
No,
she fucking knows what she's doing.
She looks like she's more in that video.
Yeah, it's a bit like
she's like instigating it just as bad. Like, and the fact that she's in a nightclub underage knows that she's like she's in the wrong.
Yeah,
he's like he can't know that. And then like they were like I think it was like Stephen A. or someone was saying like the nightclub ends up being
the one in trouble.
The one in trouble because they're putting him at risk having an underage kid in the they're putting any patron at risk with an underage person in the bar.
Exactly. This, and was he expected to go? Can you please show me your ID?
Yeah.
Are you meant to get fucking? Are you meant to check in QR code in with every person that you fucking talk to?
And it was they said it wasn't when he was 19.
Like, look at Andy Bernard.
He's 21 now, so it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was 19. She was 17.
And if it was
that bad now. And you think
like,
about
they
it
were
really.
Saying depending on each state, they're like depending on the states and stuff. Like, that's why they said nobody in the
The age of consent in Australia is 16. Even though it's a bit fucked up. It's a bit weird, as Joe Rogan said.
Yeah, it is.
A 28-year-old and a 16-year-old is a bit weird, but a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old,
yeah,
that's play on.
Yeah, it's like not as bad, but yeah, they're like that's why they said none of them are really talking about it too much. And it's just people on social media talking about
fucking Weet-Bix kicked him off.
Really?
He's not a Weet-Bix kid anymore.
He lost $40 million.
$40 million from Sanitarium.
Oh,
those dogs. Corey, you want to ramp your mic up a bit there too? By the way, little fella. There we are.
Here I am.
Yeah, you were still there. I could see, but I just noticed
the only thing I did over the weekend really was decorate, do the Christmas decos.
The outside stuff.
Yeah,
Clark Griswold.
Yeah, they're all done. They're all done. They're looking pretty good too. Neighbours across the road are trying to give me some competition. They've just bought some new inflatables.
Yeah, that's when you just
now
buy
it's turned
more
into
more.
Deck the Halls.
Yeah, it is turning into Deck the Halls.
And you're Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I'm Danny DeVito. You should see.
Is the other actor Matthew Broderick?
That's the guy across the road.
Yeah, the other guy is Matthew Broderick. Fair
that's the guy across the road. Yeah, it's looking fucking pretty nice. I'll show you the video. I've got a video on, but I'll show you that after.
Cool.
Can't wait.
Mate, it looks sick.
Yeah. So, should put it like. Print out photos and show everyone.
Yeah, I'm just going to start posting around the neighbourhood.
Put posters up, come to my house.
Come to this address.
Fuck.
You won't need to post it, we'll see the lights from being
Yeah, well,
up
you'll
the
see
sky.
Them from space.
It'd be like when the Kings win a game and they light the beam.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Like bat signal?
Like the tower, Centre Point tower.
Like Sydney Kings?
No, the...
Oh.
I thought you were talking about Sydney Kings. I'm like, where Sacramento. Is this like? Oh, Sacktown.
Yeah.
Well, they used to never win, or so.
Yeah, that's that why light, they celebrate every win they get.
That light would have been a bit rusty, so. Nah. Yeah, so Josh Giddey on the weekend. What else? Jerome Luai. Did we talk about Jerome Luai to the Tigers last week? I don't know.
Yeah, nothing's happened since then.
Nothing's happened. Gus Gould's come out. Bulldogs have signed another.
Oh, Connor Tracy.
Yeah,
Connor Tracy.
Brayden
Burns.
They
didn't need
another back.
Yeah. Oh, no, they needed another utility.
Yeah.
They needed another one.
Yeah.
Bulldogs.
I'm pretty sure Taffy's playing front row next year for him with all the utilities they've got.
Could be.
But, yeah, it's actually been a bit quiet the off-season, I think.
Yeah. I saw the Dragons off Brayden Burns today.
Bulldogs.
This morning. Cronulla, I think.
He played for the Bulldogs.
Brayden Burns?
Yes.
Oh, what's the one that played for
Yeah, it's not Brayden, it's something else.
Billy Burns. Billy Burns, that one.
Played for Penrith too.
Yeah, he's gone from Dragons. They're not happy. The Mad Dragons, we're not happy about that.
The Mad Dragons are never happy. Their team fucking sucks. I'll tell you right now, I'm a smoky for the spoon next year. Canberra Raiders, put your house on it.
Canberra? Why?
Their spine is abysmal. Have you seen it?
I saw they lost Harley Smith Shields as well.
No, that's
another back they've lost.
Wingers are replaceable.
Yeah, but they don't have any. They don't have backs. They're losing all their backs as well.
They've got Sebastian Chris... / Xavier Savage as fullback.
And they got Timoko.
Timoko's been, but he was good.
He's good, but their spine is shit. Who's playing 5'8 for him?
I don't know.
KO Weeks, isn't he?
From average. Manly got rid of him.
It's not that bad.
Manly got rid of him, so they're struggling.
Well, it could be better than Bud Sullivan and fucking...
And wow, you attacked the West Tigers. I didn't want to bring them into this, but you attacked them. Best young spine in the comp.
You're attacking other teams' spines.
Best young spine in the comp.
Hey, you've got
an under-20s comp, man.
You've got two old retired men in your spine.
You take that Luke Brooks and you sit over there and you shut
two old guys in your spine.
You watch him get 5'8 for the year.
You watch him go out there and tear his hamstring off the bone.
Oh, that's all right.
You've got two geriatrics in your spine.
Yeah.
You'll be playing with walkers next this season. Yeah.
And Tom Trbojevic,
he's got some crutches. You'll be playing with crutches. That's the only
one. Here at Nareen Gardens.
Dally M. That's all I'm going to say. Dally M.
Come on, mate.
And Wally Lewis medal.
I hope so, the Wally Lewis medal. I'll take that for Origin. But Dally M.
Yep.
Fuck, that's a big call. So, Tom, is that your big call? Turbo for Dally M.
That means he's got to play the whole season.
Yeah, you know he has to play actual games. Like, he can't just...
Yeah,
One or two games.
Who's Manly got round one? Oh, fucking Souths. We're going to come out and smoke them in Las Vegas.
L.
Oh, yeah.
With Vegas Wolverine there. That.
Yeah.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Do you reckon Russell Crowe and Hugh Jackman will do a face-off?
They'll do some sort of
Maximus
promo.
Emilius in the middle, and then you got Hugh Jackman.
Are you not entertained?
He comes out, just slices his head off his Wolverine.
You see Hugh Jackman.
I did see... Jalen Ramsey reposted the video that NRL put out, the ad for Las Vegas.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And he said, no one in America knows what Aussie rules football is, but everyone knows what rugby is.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's not rugby, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
Volandis came out the other day and he said something about AFL and how that they're going to be, as NRL's trying to get into that market and the American market. Once they crack that American market, they're going to turn it on its head. And there's something about international games. They want to play. They're going to take international games to America.
They took Origin there in the 80s.
I reckon they might end up doing a preseason comp there, where they do a nine, what the nines used to be. But if they can get franchises over there and everyone goes over there, plays for 6 weeks and comes back, and
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be hectic. Depends, and then you just have a bit of a shorter NRL season.
Imagine being an NRL player, and then the US get involved. You'd be fucking cheering the amount of money that you can make. Dude.
Depends if the players want the workload, but.
Or
NFL players,
or let's take it to India.
India,
you can't play on dirt.
Racist.
Have you ever played a combine? Have you ever played a combine rover? Combine rover is a dirt bowl.
Yeah.
Have you seen those pitches they're playing on in fucking?
A little bit of AstroTurf. They could play on AstroTurf. A bit of grass burn doesn't hurt no one. They got golf courses in India. I think they can accommodate a couple of rugby league fields. Take it to China.
I saw them.
We're not friends with China.
There was someone talking about
that's how... That's why we're trying to get a Papua New Guinea team.
We shouldn't be friends with them too.
No.
They're crazy up in the forest.
One of the teams, I can't remember what competition, I don't know what competition it was. They were trying to expand competition in the Asian market, and it didn't work. And they're saying that something about the NRL could backfire on them trying to bust into the American market if doesn't pay off. It's going to be a big wager.
Nah, I don't know.
I know.
It's a lot of big enough over here for him to be able to recover.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it'll be okay. We played two games over there. I don't think it'll be the end of the world. They took Origin there in the 90s.
Yeah, for a game.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good. That's what I heard. I wasn't around.
No.
I think
it's all hearsay for us.
It was all hearsay. They say, she say, they say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much rugby league.
I think so for now.
I think we missed the biggest story of the week. CM Punk returned to WWE.
That's what I said to Corey before. So I think Survivor Series is going to be our big talking point of this.
I'm telling you now, you can all laugh at me. WWE is going to be fucking good.
I was kind of watching it in the background while I was working yesterday.
I wasn't kind of watching it. I was watching it on Sunday. And my sister was laughing at me.
I didn't watch it on Sunday. I was stuck in
it. You were messaging me while I was at the front playing with the lights.
Yeah.
And you're going, I think CM Punk's coming back.
Yeah, I said, I got a feeling CM Punk's coming back.
And I was like, oh, what's happening?
Did you squeal like a little girl?
Yeah, I did. Molly said it was like a child at opening the present on Christmas.
Did you actually like him before he left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like his theme song more than anything.
Remember when we were here, when we were at WrestleMania and the Hardys come back and Rito's
squealed? I went nuts.
Yeah, that's right. We knew he came back too. Yeah.
I stayed off my phone for that day.
We used to have WrestleManias off every year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but seriously.
It used to be a tradition for us.
It's weird now because they're owned by the UFC TKO.
Yeah.
They're kind of, the feuds are a bit more they're not just I'm the Undertaker and I'm going to bury you, but it's more a little bit real life to it. Like,
I find it interesting, like the press conferences and stuff they do is like the UFC style ones now.
Yeah, well, they do that now too, which is good. But I don't know what's going to happen because they got CM Punk, they got Seth Rollins.
They're setting up Punk. Money. Well, they're setting up Punk and Rollins. They've set up Cody Nakamura and Cody. And
Cody, yeah.
That'll just be like a little Raw feud until, because there's no... Well,
it's
there's
coming
no,
into Royal Rumble.
Cody will
there's
win
no pay-per-view until Australia Day.
Yeah, they, well, they've got Royal Rumble.
Cody won't win Australia Royal Rumble, I reckon.
No.
They won't leave it to him 2 years in a row, doubt.
I think, you know what I think? Drew McIntyre beats Seth Rollins for the title. Seth Rollins, CM Punk costs Seth Rollins at the Royal Rumble. And then they... Because you don't need the title for that thing because there's so much fucking background story into it.
Yeah,
but
oh, it's big. Well, then you got the return. You got Orton's back now. He's going to go after.
Yeah,
he's going after the Bloodline, so he's going to go after Roman Reigns and stuff.
Did you see? He's like they did like a spot in the War Games match. It was like a draping DDT.
Yeah, they all did it.
Yeah, no, but he went like he was making all these rounds.
He went fucking he's nuts. Like, did you see how? Did you see how big he is? Have you seen how big he is? He's fucking huge. I saw there was a comparison of when he
2010
left.
And yeah.
2010 to now, it was like Randy Orton. I sort of think it was like Randy Orton retired and
he might be
Randy Trembolian or whatever.
Yeah,
Trent Orton or something.
He did look big, eh?
He looked fucking huge.
He got spinal fusion, but like, and he didn't look like Matt Hardy. You saw when he wrestled, like he was like.
He was like he was puppet. Juiced up to the gills.
Yeah, but Matt Hardy was fucking jumping off ladders for 20 years as
Well, he should have thought of his family and thought of his fans.
He should have listened to JR.
JR, figure your family, figure your fans.
I was having a look at something on Facebook today. One of the wrestling pages I follow, they were talking about they reckon CM Punk should have went to SmackDown because SmackDown's like fallen behind compared to Raw. Apparently... AEW has better ratings and more viewers.
That was last week.
AEW's got a lot going on at the moment, but too.
That's false. Because it was last week, and they're not even on the same night. And last week was Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving football.
Yeah.
So they don't have it on.
SmackDown at the moment, it's still...
It's because Roman Reigns hasn't been on it.
Yeah,
he's like injured. Full part-time.
Yeah.
He's injured at the moment, isn't he?
No, he's part-time. He just but doesn't...
I thought he got injured after the LA Knight.
Who else is on SmackDown?
LA Knight. SmackDown's usually is now like the bigger one.
Yeah.
Because I know everyone on Raw. I don't know.
This week's Raw was big.
It was always going
to
be
big. You're going to have... Even though they're like contracted to the one side, you got Kevin Owens still on SmackDown.
Randy Orton's going to SmackDown.
Randy Orton will go to SmackDown because he said he's going after them. But I still reckon he's going to have some beef with Jey Uso.
Yeah,
he was on Raw on Monday.
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre switches between both.
Yeah.
They kind of just go in between. But Judgment Day shows up on both.
Yeah, that's...
You're right.
But like, it's kind of who cares.
Mm.
NXT's the one that's better. Like,
NXT's
got heaps
going
better.
Really well as well.
Gunther's the best. I like Gunther.
Gunther's good. Yeah, he's the
biggest on SmackDown.
He's huge on SmackDown.
Longest ever Intercontinental Champion.
And Miz is still on SmackDown.
Some people are going to be listening to this going, these cunts are fucked talking about WWE like this, but...
Nah, everyone's going to love it.
Fuck it. But yeah, so WWE, it's back. I'm telling you right now, it's must-see TV.
Have you got the feeling like you were, like when you're in like primary school, early high school?
It's not like the same where it's not like, oh fuck, this guy's about to get his head caved in with a chair or a kendo stick. Well, Sandman. It's just like the storytelling in it is really good.
Yeah.
Like the stories actually fucking mean something. It's not Snitsky walking out with a baby and kicking it into the crowd.
JR on fire.
Yeah, there's like, Chris Benoit killing his family and shit like that.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, that was real. I thought that was a Vince story.
That wasn't a storyline.
The night before, have you heard the story about what happened the night before on Raw? Vince killed himself
Vince blew himself up.
Vince blew himself up in the limo.
Yeah, and then he had to come back.
And then he came back the next night, and then there was Raw the next night, and they were like, of course it's him calling.
So,
the story, it's doing well.
The stories are just good.
Wrestling at the moment in general is doing really well. You got the WWE products going well. AEW's got all like them older. You got your Edges and your Chris Jerichos and stuff. Like I watch clips of it. I don't watch episodes.
It's fucking shit.
But then you
still like TNA. I reckon back in the day when you used to watch. If you had Foxtel like I did as a kid.
I used to watch TNA for Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles.
Yeah, when Jeff Hardy was wired to the gills.
Yeah, it's Sting. Sting, Perk Angle.
He probably still is.
TNA went for a good
shout out to Jeff, by the way, for best top 10.
Who?
Jeff Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Honorary member. Honorary ooze. Yeah.
Honorary ooze.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I was thinking about that today, actually, and I was thinking there's so many more people that could have made the top 10 before he did.
I was, like, thinking today, like, I did a fair bit of driving today. I'm just sitting there going, who the fuck can I put in at number 8? Like, yeah, I can't put, day, like, who I want now. I got to put what they want, and I can see what they want.
Oh, don't start.
You got to cater to what the people want.
I thought, what's Corey's, his name, Corey's was a great
Rock,
shout.
Corey's at the Rock at the moment. He's the people's cheer.
Yeah, Corey's probably got the Rock in there next.
Oh, it could be.
Who else is in there? I don't know. Justin Bieber or something?
Hey.
The Biebs.
Appealing to the masses.
That would be Swifty at the moment.
Yeah, Swift, yeah.
Travis and Taylor could be it.
Can't believe
double
she's,
trouble.
She's made him so famous.
Oh yeah, he was nothing before her.
Yeah, see, you know the Bernard twins? Like, yeah. They were at the Kansas City game. They go, oh, I'm just so happy to be here. Like, Taylor Swift just made Travis Kelce so famous. He was famous before 2 Super Bowls. So, yeah. What else is there to talk about? It's very slow this time of year because cricket hasn't really started. Test hasn't really started. Racing's dead. Rugby league news is dead. Go out and fight someone, rugby league, so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm
ordering you this weekend to go get fucked up and go out and, I don't know.
We can.
It could be around that time when they start to get off their pre-season training for Christmas.
True.
Maybe a little bit of scallywag behaviour goes on.
Oh, hopefully.
It's been a bit in the. I mean, I've been pretty into the NFL this year, like just watching it in general.
Yeah, I'm into it too.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you know, leading that fantasy comp.
Just. It's all about finals time.
Just. You should have accepted my trade that I offered you a long time ago.
The trade I should have accepted was right at the start. Bloody whoever runs the hot chub time machine.
Yeah.
He offered me Keenan Allen for T. Higgins, and I said no. That was like the after the draft, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
Did Kyle beat you on the weekend?
Yeah, my team did not do very well.
I think your team's on the way out, to be honest. You know, I've looked at it and I've just gone, he's not. My real challenge now is Campbell.
Campbell always plays Campbell, as well, doesn't he?
Well, I don't think he's as good as my team. He's had a pretty soft run. I've had a pretty hard run.
He started
run.
Like shit. And then
he won, like, lost like 4 in a row. I don't know how playoffs work, but is it top 4?
Yeah, it's top 4.
Oh, so it will be used too, because I don't think...
It'll be me versus you first round, I think. I'll smoke you. Oops. I smoked him the first game and he come crying at me.
Smoked me? I scored my worst score all year.
While I was in Europe, he's going, my team's shit.
Yeah, well now look at it.
Yeah.
I scored 160 last week. I could have had 180 if I played Kyrie Williams. Come back for fresh off an ankle injury.
I left so many points on my bench last week. I left Calvin Ridley on my bench.
Here, like, yeah, but he's hard to play. Yeah, I reckon I'd find it. It'd be like playing like Jacoby Myers. He scored 22 last week.
Yeah.
But I'm not dropping him for CD Lamb. No. Or AJ Brown.
No.
So.
But yeah. NFL, like in terms of the games and stuff, like it's all starting to, you're starting to realise who's going to make the playoffs and who's kind of.
Are Bills out? Now.
Oh, they're not, but they're very, like, they pretty much are.
Yeah. How about my Cowboys?
They'll come second in their division.
Behind the Eagles?
Yeah, because the Eagles are like 10-1 or something.
Fuck. I don't know. I haven't been following it that much. I just follow my players and my team.
I've been following enough. They reckon Dak's going to go close to MVP.
MVP, I know that, but yeah.
He'll get a max contract and he'll get bounced in the first round.
Probably.
Just the Cowboys cycle.
Who else is out there?
For MVP.
Yeah. Mahomes. Josh Allen would be up there.
Nah, because the Bills are going shit. Jalen Hurts. CJ Stroud, they keep talking
Yeah,
about.
He's been going good, actually. Is that the Washington?
Nah, the Texans.
Texans. Houston. Oh, yeah, the rookie, yeah.
Yeah, and Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah, he went good last week.
He can't stop scoring touchdowns.
Two touchdowns, 150 yards.
There's only one game the whole year he hasn't scored a touchdown.
Yeah, fuck. The 1 year I don't take George Kittle, he actually has a good year too.
Nah, every time I play George Kittle, he's terrible.
He's good. I think he's like tight end number 2 or 3.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got. Well, you got number 1.
Yeah, but he's played shit the past couple.
Yeah, because Taylor's.
Yeah, in Taylor's his head, man. Not there.
No, she's in his head.
No, yeah, but she's not there. He plays better when she's there.
Shows out
at the game.
He shows out for her.
Yeah.
But
he knows he's getting famous when she's there.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I wanted to say was, did anyone see the video of Sean Strickland?
Yes.
Yeah, I sent it.
I sent it to you, and then you sent it in. Oh, you sent it in a group chat.
Cal sent it to me as well, but just writ wrong, motherfucker.
You dropped him.
Yeah, no, you see him walk out with a gun?
Did you see what the guy did?
Yeah, and then he dropped
apparently
him.
Apparently, the guy. Like fucking, like I read this thing that Strickland said. He fucking like stomped on some chick's head or some shit. Like he fucking bashed some chick or something.
Fuck, it's hard to believe Sean Strickland. After listening to him on that Joe Rogan podcast that time, that guy would fucking kill you if he looked at you wrong. All right, if you looked at him wrong.
He thought the guy was breaking into his car.
Yeah, that's why he came out with a gun. Was it the guy that he smacked was like running away from the cops because of the girl thing.
Yeah.
And he tried to hide in Strickland's driveway.
Yeah, so he pulled the gun.
No, you see him like this. He's like full like Red Dead Redemption at him. Yeah, and then like, he punched him to the ground and had the gun pointed at him on the
like
ground.
It's like a Deadeye moment. Yeah. Where like,
full Pulp Fiction over his body, like about to shoot him. Oh, he's a fucking idiot. You've seen him going after Ian Garry at the moment?
Yeah.
Calling him a cuck and shit like
that? I saw Colby Covington said something as well.
Yeah, so he said something about
so Ian Garry well. Supposedly has taken his wife's last name.
Is that the Irish bloke?
Yeah. The one that he's a fuckwit. He's a tryhard.
He goes like, he was the one that fought that guy that...
Yeah, Magne. Magne.
Slid around on his arse.
Yeah, that's him.
So he's taken his wife's last name. Her ex-husband lives in the house with them.
What?
In the same house.
That's real cuckold behavior.
Yeah, and that's why he's like, oh, Sean Strickland's like, I look after you, Ian. You're part of my gym, but you're a cuckold. Your wife writ the book on how to be a wag. I don't even know what a wag is. So, yeah, I think she's a bit of a fucking hussy, but...
Yeah, well, the last name thing doesn't bother me as much as the ex-husband.
I just love all the memes at the moment. Like, Ian Garry is like... Someone's scared when Ian Garry's at the press conference and sees Colby Covington looking at him and picks up the microphone.
I can't remember what Covington said about it. He said something about how he's going to batter Edwards and then Garry will be there watching or something.
Yeah, Ian Garry's wife will be sitting there with her ex-husband watching it. I was like, where is it? I saw it on... where is it? It was fucking... I love Colby Covington. That's in 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Yeah, is that your birthday weekend, is it?
Nah, it's the 16th. It's the weekend after.
Yeah, okay. 3 weeks, man.
So... Yeah, I can't find. Oh, here it is, the Mac Life.
Yeah, Mac Life. I'm telling you, Mac Life's good.
Keeps you up to date.
Yeah,
it does.
Mac Life's got heaps of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've got one more thing we need to talk about before we finish.
Yeah, go. I can't find it.
The Premier League, the goal of the century.
I wasn't going to talk about that.
Yeah, I was going to bring the Premier League up next.
Got a natural.
I took it for granted when I first watched it.
Well, to be honest, I only saw the celebration. I went, it's a bit cringe. Why is he fucking suing?
I only saw a video where like it happened live and then there was no replay. When I found one that had a replay, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's good, eh? Is it better than Wayne Rooney's?
Apparently, Gary Neville said it's the best goal of all time.
Yeah, Gary Neville's like hyperbolic.
He said it's the best goal he's ever seen.
It's a bicycle outside the box. Top corner.
It's a
lot of luck, but
that,
it is a
that
good
Wayne
goal.
Rooney one, like,
the Wayne Rooney one meant so much more because it was against City and it was they won the title. I think they won the title that one, I'm pretty sure.
It's a fucking good goal, like, you know.
But the Garinacho one, it was cracker.
That's a good goal.
See, I saw the celebration, I didn't see the goal, so after I saw it, I was like, what the fuck's he suing for? Like,
I'd be suing if I did that.
And I saw we won 3-0 and then I was like, Garinacho scores goal of the year. I'm like, oh, where is it? And I TikTok, Delo was like going, yeah, it was my ball. It was a shit ball. He put it fucking 3 yards behind him. He had to reach for it. If he put it on his chest, he wouldn't have had to have done it. But I don't know. Very good. I love it. Now on to Galatasaray tomorrow morning.
Galatasaray.
How's that tomorrow?
Yeah, 7 a.m.
We're at Liverpool and Man City having a
game. I stayed up for that.
Trent Alexander-Arnold's been fined as well.
What for?
For the celebration.
For his celebration. Were you shushing?
Yeah, so the FA... FA is going to fine him for shushing.
Why?
Don't know. Because it's fucking offending fucking or something stupid. Like that.
Right. Oh, no, he went down.
If it was a Man City player doing it, it would have been fine.
He did it in the away fans section. He did it in front of the away. Was it in the home? Like he said, when we were playing away, I like to celebrate.
Yeah.
In front of the home section.
Yeah, so. He went up and shushed him. But yeah, if it was Man City did that, there would be nothing.
I don't know why you'd punish that. That's cool.
Oh. Yeah, it's like you get carded for taking your shirt off.
Yeah, well, it's public exposure.
But sometimes they have, like, I saw someone have, like,
yeah, who doesn't want to see Cristiano Ronaldo with his shirt off?
I know I do.
I saw that they're apparently going to start trialing a 10-minute sin bin for
orange cards.
Dissent.
Yeah.
Really?
Because they're sick of players going up and whinging at them.
Yeah. I'm sick of it too, to be honest.
It's bad. Like, in this City-Liverpool game the other day, Bernardo Silva got done for dissent and then continued to yell at the referee after it.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's...
I saw a video after the Liverpool game as well that Darwin Nunez went up and got
Pep. Pep said you'll never score a goal or something, and Darwin said something about something personal to him.
Well, they had an argument, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, Klopp right had after, to hold him back.
Right after the game, like Pep, I think Pep said something to him and then they said something back.
Oh, so the Man City fans reported Trent thing to the FA.
Fucking losers, and
it just says here, Trent Alexander will not face punishment for the FA for his celebration. Trent branded the reactions as really funny. It was. You see them all in the crowd?
The Man City fans should be fucking fined for being a bunch of sook.
What, all 30 of them?
Yeah.
Like, imagine being like the best team in the world and you've got like one of the worst supporter bases in the history. It just shows money can't buy you everything.
Other news in the Prem, Tottenham three on the trot.
Three
losses.
On the bounce, 2 points in front of United now. Yeah, four, I think they're four.
Yeah, 2 points. They're fifth.
Where's the ladder?
United six.
Yeah. Arsenal first, City second, Liverpool third, Villa fourth.
Villa will fourth.
How's Villa doing so well?
They've got a little bad team.
They're playing all right.
Good evening's the coach.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Unai Emery.
Unai Emery, that was a good game. I saw there was controversy in the Wolves game this morning, or yesterday, against Fulham. That was yesterday. Some VAR decision fucked the Wolves out of the game, and I think Fulham went on to score.
There was a fuck one this morning in the...
It was a 94th minute penalty.
Yeah, so I think it was a VAR decision called a penalty for the Fulham game.
There was a fucked call in the Champions League this morning too.
Mbappe scored.
Yeah, the handball in the box.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Mbappe scored to win the game, to draw.
Newcastle would have beat them.
And that group, like, as the group of death, is fucking... They're doing it well. Like, they're all very tight. Like, Dortmund's top in the pool with 10 points.
Yeah.
And then PSG and Newcastle are like a point difference. And then Milan's only like a point or two behind them. It's very close.
That is a good group, eh?
It's a very good group. Barca had to win today. They're in a must-win situation because they were in the same situation. In their group, everyone was on 9 points, including them. They're all drawn, except for Antwerp. Antwerp was on zero.
Antwerp
was on zero.
Antwerp. So they went through. I saw that today. Man City went through.
Man City beat
Leipzig.
Leipzig, and I saw something this morning. Apparently, Man United is trying to target Werner, but Werner doesn't want to leave.
No, Werner doesn't want to leave until the end of summer. Yeah, I did see that. Fuck. But he was at Chelsea, though, and I agree with...
I reckon they used him right.
I agree with what they said on the thing today. I wouldn't want him there. We've already got one meme player at our club in... Harry Maguire,
it's
taken him so long to now he's playing good. Like, people are starting to give him credit now that if they bring Timo Werner and he misses two open goals, like, fuck, he'll cop it. Everything's the worst at Man United.
I was wrong with Newcastle United. They've actually had their drawn points with Milan.
Oh, they are?
They're both drawn on 5, PSG on 7, and Dortmund on 10.
So Dortmund's going through?
Yeah, Dortmund will definitely go through. Barca's definitely going through. City's going through. Atletico's leading by 1 point against Lazio. There's a draw in Group D between Real Sociedad and Inter, both on 10.
Interesting.
Real's topping their pool; they'll go through.
I just care about Man United. Tomorrow.
Man United's coming last in their pool.
Yeah, but it's only just.
Copenhagen
and Glasgow on 4, United on 3, Bayern on 12. And then Arsenal, they're in a tight spot again, but they've got PSV and Lens in their pool, but they're only leading, they're only beating them by 4 points.
Yeah, there's only one more game for them after that. So the thing with I'll go back to the Garnacho goal. The one thing that's funny, so Garnacho scored that fucking ridiculous goal, didn't even get me into the match.
No, they gave it to Fernandes.
No.
That's what
Kayobi Omani did. The young 17-year-old.
I swear they said it was Fernandes the other day.
Nah, he didn't get it.
Yeah, right.
It was Kodo Miyane. He's a young 17-year-old. He's really, like, just quality in the midfield.
Who's that for?
Man United.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's... they reckon it's one of the best midfielding prospects to come out of the academy since Paul Scholes.
Really?
Right. Yeah. But I've heard that before. We've had it, Yanyazai before. Fuck it.
You've had the next.
Yeah.
Ronaldo.
I remember Yanyazai was Cleverley. Big. Tom Cleverley. Yeah. Fucking Michael Carrick. Like,
you've had a lot of.
Carrick was okay.
Michael Carrick ended up being solid. Darren Fletcher.
You've had a lot of.
Scott McTominay.
Players that are supposed to be a lot.
Well, if he's had a good start, then hopefully he can keep it up.
Supposedly, Jadon Sancho's going back to Dortmund.
Oh, he's not getting on with Ten Hag, so.
He's a fucking sook. Well, he's been playing shit, and the manager has a go at him, and then he has a sook and says, "Well, I'm not playing." Then he's throwing the toys.
He's playing on the wrong side, though.
He's been playing on the right hand side all year.
I've been watching him all year. I thought he wasn't playing
all of last year. He played on the right hand side, and I thought he
played well last year on the right. He played better on the played better on his right side.
Yeah, he's a right winger. He's not a left winger. I don't understand when Ollie was doing that. That was stupid.
When they played him on the right, he actually started scoring goals.
Yeah, but I still think he's ruining his reputation a bit. Throwing the toys out of the cot and saying, "I'm not playing," for a manager. They're obviously going to pick the manager over the player.
Yeah, well,
it's a bit different to the NRL. NRL, they would obviously choose the manager, the player, but yeah, so you can go to Dortmund.
Another thing in the Prem at the moment, I think Everton's on like a 4-game win streak now.
Yeah, but they also got a 10-point reduction as well.
And going to that,
we didn't talk about that last week.
Going to that 10-point reduction, they've got FA rules, they've got one infringement, they've got a 10-point deduction. City has 138 infringements.
Chelsea?
And Chelsea has like
20 or something.
20 or something.
Man United had 6, but they'd already paid the fine. They only got a fine for this.
So what did Everton take the points instead?
Everton got they've got to cop a 10-point deduction.
The one with Man City's in the courts at the moment, but City are hiding everything.
Yeah,
City aren't releasing anything. They're just hiding it all. Saying no, we're not giving you anything. So, but Everton were compliant with the Premier League and said, "Yeah, we fucking did cheat." Yeah. What it is you spend money outside of what the club makes. So if your club makes 100 million that year. And you spend 110 million in the transfer market, you're spending more than the company makes. So the club makes, so it's out of fair play.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Whereas Man City, who fucking obviously aren't making. Chelsea obviously didn't make $1 billion profit
last season.
So how the hell are they going to be able to. I don't know.
Is it how much money you make off transfers only?
No, it's how much a club makes.
Ticket sales.
And then everything. You can't spend more on the transfer market than you make
Than you make. So you can't put your own money into
it. It's like when you're playing on FIFA mode, you budget your thing.
You get your transfer budget.
Yeah.
Okay. You do your budgets.
But the thing with Man City, I saw if they had added up all the points that they had scored and accumulated and done the same thing to what Tottenham had done, they would be on.
To Everton.
They would have an average of 5 points a year.
Yeah, they would have lost everything.
They would be in fucking Clinevale Soccer District League.
They shouldn't be. Yeah,
that's how far relegated they would be.
Yeah, right.
And there was another thing I saw in the Prem last week. I can't remember. I'll look it up.
So Everton's now tied for last with Burnley because of that.
Because they lost 10 points. I still don't think they'll get relegated. The other three teams are
they're playing
very bad.
Well. They just need to get Sean Dyche in town.
Everton aren't on 4 in a row. They lost 3-0 Man United.
Well, they were on 3. They were on 3 in a row.
They've won 4 games.
Again, going into that game, they're on.
It was pretty funny. They were doing their protest, and Garnacho scored that goal.
There was a thing the other day that was talking about.
Maybe before they were. I think they were on a good.
They were on a win streak. Good I'm pretty
run
sure.
of form. I still don't think they'll get relegated.
Yeah,
but
it'd be pretty disappointing if they do compared to what other clubs.
And especially Everton is like a bit of a. It's a bigger club. Like if they go down, like they might not come back up.
Yeah.
They will. But like, there's clubs that if that was like Luton or something like that,
they'd be fine.
Yeah, they'll probably never come back.
See ya. Like Portsmouth. Yeah. Like, look at Portsmouth. They were a massive club. Now they're playing in like League 3 or something like that.
Yeah. Actually, when I was in Portsmouth, they were telling me about that.
Portsmouth, Blackburn. Like, these are all clubs that were big, like 2000s. Like,
yeah.
Bolton, they won a Premier League.
Yeah, Blackpool.
Blackpool won a Premier League.
They've all been relegated.
They're fucking playing what? Bolton's in. Championship
too. When I first started playing FIFA, like Blackpool were good.
Blackpool, yeah. Alan Shearer took him to a Premier League.
Yep,
madness.
He was really,
and he went to Newcastle. See, I don't care that Newcastle have all this oil money now because they have a really good fan base.
Yeah,
they're another one. I don't really care about them, but Man City, they can fuck right off. The noisy neighbours.
annoys the name.
Can beat it.
I can't find this thing.
The little brother, they'll always be.
Yeah, they'll never be. It'll take them 100 years to get to where Man United are now.
Yeah.
It was about...
And that's without Man United fucking winning a league for 100 years. Which I hope does not happen.
Yeah, that'd be very upsetting.
It'd be very upsetting.
Yeah.
It was about something to do with the loan system and how you can use players. So because of all the clubs, because of all the clubs with the Saudi influence,
they're
giving players to other clubs for free. And there was like
Benzema. There's four clubs.
It was on like, and there was only like four or five teams that signed a yes to it.
No, 14.
There was
14 teams signed yes.
It was City. Chelsea. Newcastle, the big three, and then the rest of the other big six teams didn't sign yes on it.
Yeah.
And they said that if United wanted to, they could have used players from Marseille, but they've signed no on it.
No, there was it's.
Has Chelsea got Saudi influence?
It's not Marseille. It's Nice.
Or Nice, whatever Nice it was.
And they're top of the league at the moment.
It's like the.
Has Chelsea got Saudi influence?
Yeah, they
do.
Al Tikifaki. I think it's Al Hilal.
Al-Halad.
Yeah.
Where all the Chelsea players.
That would have been good 5 years ago.
But I'm pretty sure Newcastle owns four of them.
Yeah, Newcastle. They own the heaps.
Al-Nassr, Al-Hilad, there was like four clubs. Yeah. The Benzema one, the Ronaldo one, the Neymar one.
I can't find the clubs that did it, but I remember seeing
it. It was 14 clubs.
Al-Nassr.
It was, 14 clubs and 13 of them...
said no.
Yeah, and if they got 14 no's, it would have not have gone through, but it got it's a dumb rule. It shouldn't happen because now there's a chance that Ronaldo could be playing for Newcastle next season. Mind you, Cristiano Ronaldo scored 45 goals this year and counting.
Yeah, against the Saudis.
Scored a bit of them on the Premier League last year.
Yeah.
And World Cup.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Did they make it out of the pools?
Yeah. I don't think they did.
No, they did in Portugal.
How many goals did Messi score for Inter Milan? What was it? Inter Miami. Four? I think it was four goals.
I don't know.
And it was the fucking biggest thing since sliced bread.
They were sick goals, but...
Yeah.
Oh, Bleacher Report.
Yeah, you're not the American.
Welcome to soccer, Lionel Messi. It was inbreds.
Americans.
Should we get on to the top 10 Hall of Fame?
I've got one more thing. I don't know how much time we'll spend on this, but just in the NBA, you know how they're doing the NBA Cup this year, like their version of the FA
season,
Cup?
Yeah.
So all the finals brackets now done, like all the pools are over. So we've got the Lakers versus Suns. We've got Kings versus Pelicans, Bucks versus Knicks, and Pacers versus Celtics.
Ooh.
So that's the top eight, and then obviously they go... top four, then final.
It's one game, eh?
Yeah, it's all knockout.
I
think the two final, like the semi and the grand finals, are played in Vegas over like next weekend.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that.
So, who do you reckon, or who's your tip to win? I reckon the Lakers.
Really?
They've been playing well.
I reckon LeBron will stop at nothing to try and get a...
Be the first in season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael didn't have one.
No.
I like Celtics. They're pretty good this year.
I think the Pacers have been good too.
Yeah, Celtics.
Tyrese Haliburton's been killing it.
He was like he's always been good. He was good at Kings as well.
Yeah, the Kings would be spewing. They got rid of him.
Yeah, I know.
I saw something on Facebook popped up today about the Paul George trade from the Thunder to how much the Thunder got for him. That's fucked up.
I think Chet's been better than Wemby.
Yeah, I think he's leading the...
He is.
I think the Miami rookie's been doing well too. Hummy Hackers. He killed... I watched the second quarter today. He fucking killed it. He looks so good.
Yeah, no.
It just sucked that they play the Bucks.
Fucking Spurs suck again this year. They're like 20 in a row losses or something.
The Spurs?
I'm pretty sure.
Grizzlies suck.
I saw Marcus Smart was ripping into all of them on the sideline.
He would hate it there too because he's such a competitor. And they all suck.
Celtics are good.
Joel will be back soon, won't he?
Yeah, 25 games. They've almost played 25.
I did watch the Heat game against the Knicks the other day when the Knicks came back from like 20-something.
I thought I saw something with the Spurs lost 20 in a row or something.
Oh, yeah, Spurs are coming last.
Yeah, they've lost like 20 in a row or something.
Nah, they're...
Or 10?
12 in a row.
Yeah, it might have been 10 in a row. Yeah. Still, that's pretty fucking bad.
It's crazy.
When you play 82 games.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the next... Bronny next year? Bronny and Wemby?
No, I don't know who's coming out.
Yeah, I think it's Bronny next year.
Bronny, I think
Bronny's got one more year, doesn't he?
I think it's next year.
No, he's at USC.
I think he'll be drafted from next year because I think they were predicting his being drafted at like number six.
Oh, yeah,
six
apparently the Lakers want to take him at 25, like, obviously.
Well, apparently.
What about Detroit? Like, they've been picking first for about 20 years, I reckon, and they still suck.
Cade Cunningham?
They're the worst team in the league.
Who was the other one they got a few years ago? Haynes?
Detroit's on a 14-game losing streak.
What was that French dude they got? Was it Hayes? Someone Hayes? Kevin Hayes or something?
Oh,
Kieran Hayes or something. He's shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something.
He's a point guard.
They got, what's his name as well?
Wiseman.
Wiseman.
Marvin Bagley.
Bagley, yeah, fuck. Marvin Bagley.
They're all just castaways.
I always thought Marvin Bagley would come good, eh? I was like, he's going to come good. He's
he was
come
good on 2K. He dunked
yeah.
on everyone.
Yeah, but now he's shit.
Yeah, so that's the NBA at the
moment. So who did you say? Lakers?
I reckon Lakers.
Who'd you say?
Oh, I don't know. I'll take Suns because I think KD's been playing well lately.
Suns should win it on paper, the fucking team they've got.
They only just, didn't they?
Bradley Beal's out, isn't he?
They only injured. Just
They won. Haven't played together yet.
They played one game.
Did yeah, Bradley Beal's
and Bradley Beal got injured that
Bradley
game.
Bradley Beal's injured. I think they only just won their last game while Booker hit a three or something on the
yeah, hit a fadeaway three yeah. like me.
Fuck,
like
you reckon?
In the driveway.
I feel like Booker would be a bit pissed off that they're all there a little bit. Like, he obviously wants to win, but also.
He's losing his limelight.
Yeah, a bit.
He's been wanting to leave there for years, though.
Yeah. I still think he'll link up with Kat somewhere.
Yeah, there's been heaps of talk.
Because they're, like, good friends.
The Timberwolves been going well this year, though.
Yeah.
They have been playing well.
And, yeah, so that's NBA at the moment.
It's the NBA at the moment.
We move on to...
Top 10?
Yep.
Top 10. Can I go last?
Huh?
Can I go last? I've got to think. I'm still thinking.
You're still thinking about yours.
If yeah, you go first, some things kick us off.
Well, so last week, again, Corey got the number 9 spot for Russell Coit.
Yeah, 2-0.
So, I think he's just pandering to the crowd. That's what I think you're doing. Honestly, I do.
I think he's buying votes.
Yeah. I think Rito just picked someone no one ever heard of.
I'd heard of Ray Leo.
Joe Rogan's a little bit controversial.
People had heard of him.
He is a little bit. I thought about that after. I'm like, yeah, some people don't really like him. He's not everyone's cup of tea.
Everyone loves Russell Coit, obviously.
Well, everyone should like the person I'm picking.
Yeah.
Greatest TV sitcom of all time. Michael Scott from The Office, number 8.
Michael Scott,
Dr. Special Agent Michael Scarn for everyone out there.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's going to be a hard one to beat, Corey. I think. I don't know if you're going to beat Michael Scott.
It's not bad. It's got a little bit of a link to New Zealand as well. So on the plane over there, obviously, you've got to watch a movie. I wanted to watch something new, but they're all fucking shit. So I was like, okay, I'll watch an old classic. My favorite movie of all time. And I think this is the best acting performance of all time as well. Heath Ledger's Joker.
Ooh.
You are really a scumbag.
See, I really thought about putting Batman in there this week, but I couldn't put him that high. He's going to be lower. I was thinking of that movie so much this week.
I love that movie. That's the only movie that I'll watch on repeat over and over again.
See, I think Aaron Eckhart deserved the Oscar because he played a better hero and villain in that film.
Maggie Gyllenhaal was weak.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal was weak as a love interest.
Oh, we need to get a sister in there like a Halle Berry.
Somebody fine.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, Heath Ledger's Joker is mine.
It is a great movie.
The greatest acting performance of all
time. What do you got, number 8?
I've got one that... I thought about it when I saw it in my room today. I was looking up on the shelves where I had my little things stacked up. And I saw a name that popped up, and it was Frodo Baggins from Lord of the Rings.
Frodo Baggins!
throw your one out the window. It's me versus you this
week. Yeah, Lord of the Rings is huge.
Frodo Baggins. Okay, well, it's his list.
Alright.
Frodo Baggins.
Well, what am I going to say that's going to compete with Corey's Joker? Because he's already won.
Yeah, I think Corey might have won that one again.
There's nothing that competes.
Yeah, Chad Reed, you could have said.
Chad Reed, the motorcycle rider.
You could have just brought something up.
No, I'll bag it. Chad Reed will come up at some point. The Lord of the Rings movie is huge.
I'll give you Frodo.
Frodo's not a fucking bad choice.
Gollum would have probably gone
if
higher
than
Frodo.
If you get more than one vote, I'll be shocked.
He will get more than one vote.
Oh, Luke too.
His partner in crime, Luke. Because every time you look at it, Luke and Reed were the only two that voted for Ray Liotta.
Yeah, because Luke's going to warp Twisted Mind.
He does. So, your mate Russell sent us a DM saying Russell Coit wins this for sure.
Yeah, of course he does.
And he did. He cleared
it. Shout out to my man Russ.
He was over 50% of the voting.
Yeah, it was an easy... I checked it.
It was pretty easy dub.
We'll have to get Russ on E1 time. He's good value.
To come up the coast?
Yeah, I reckon he would one time. If we offered him Gabs, he'd come up.
Gabs.
Every time we've been coming up recently, we got Gabs.
Last time I had Gabs, it fucking made me sick, eh?
Really? I've never had a bad experience with Gabs.
Yeah, mind you, then I had Gabs and then got up on the hot roof and was like working in the heat.
Yeah, don't blame it on
Gabs. I felt like a sweating pig.
No. Gabs is the iconic uni food for us.
I felt like Babe in the big city. Oh, that was a little close, that lightning.
Yeah, this storm's getting close.
Yeah. All right, boys, should we leave it there before the house blows down?
Yeah, probably.
Yep. All right. Ciao.
Till next week.
Bye.